KZN's number one for local news. This is East Coast Radio News Watch.
The KZN Health Portfolio Committee says the National Department must take responsibility for medicine supply issues in the province. Officials conducted an oversight visit recently at the Provincial Pharmaceutical Supply Depot. Chairperson Dr. Imran Kika says they found that while overall stock levels are stable, alternatives are being used for some medications that aren't available. He says supply procurement falls under the National Health Department.
Some of those problems where the medicines are short from the suppliers, that these are related to contracts that are concluded at a national level. The health minister must be drawn into the accountability ecosystem and must be made to answer for some of the issues that are ongoing in KwaZulu-Natal. We don't have insulin pens in the province. And there is a tender process that was concluded in December. But the Department of Health nationally is just dragging its feet as far as we are aware.
Last month, provincial officials told the KZN legislature that while there had been supply issues, there's no major crisis and no facility has run out of medicine. Now, Home Affairs believes the shift from paper to secure digital documents will help reduce fraud and corruption at the department. Minister Leon Schreiber has been sharing details about the government's facelift plans. During last month's SONA, President Cyril Ramaphosa said that a new digital ID system was in the works. Schreiber says the green ID book will also be phased out and replaced by a more secure smart ID and digital ID.
We will do this by expanding access to everyone who qualifies for a South African ID to be able to obtain the smart ID. We have to get into many more bank branches. We have to get onto the digital devices so that South Africans anywhere are able to obtain the smart ID. And then we can move away from that green ID book.
And the United States may soon have a new ambassador to South Africa following President Donald Trump's latest nomination. He's put forward conservative media commentator Leo Brent Bozell III for the role. His nomination was published on the U.S. Congress's official website. The position's been vacant since Ruben Brigati's departure in January. Bozell, who will need to be confirmed by the Senate, leads the Media Research Center, an organization known for challenging perceived liberal bias in the media. In the U.S., meanwhile, President Trump has given his backing to Mike Waltz, his national security advisor, who invited a journalist to join an app that was used to discuss Washington's military plans. Jeffrey Goldberg was added to a group chat where he claims operational detail about strikes on Yemen were being coordinated. The president's criticized the reporter.
The guy's a total sleazebag. The Atlantic is a failed magazine. We always want to use the best technology. This was the best technology for the moment. But again, it wasn't classified, so they probably viewed it as being something that wasn't that important.
He says if it were up to him, everyone would be in a room with lead walls. Ned Price, who worked at the National Security Council under President Barack Obama, says the idea that it wasn't classified is laughable.
If upon realizing that this journalist, Jeffrey Goldberg, was in this chat, they realized that they needed to immediately declassify it, that's plausible. And it's plausible that they're now using that as their defense to say there was no classified information shared.
Got a high of 25 degrees in Durban today with rain. Maritzburg 21, Richards Bay 26. For the Newswatch team, I'm Natara Nadesan.